Hello and welcome. Glory to God, my name is Pastor Josh Pan, and I'm here to serve you at that highest level. And today we get to look at how Jesus, he is the bread of life, and we must consume Christ for true life, for eternal life. And we're looking into John chapter 6, verse 41 to 59. And let me ask you, have you ever been so hungry that you could not think of anything else? Hunger is a powerful force. But as soon as you eat, that satisfaction does not last. It's temporary, and sooner or later, you become hungry again, each and every day. Well, in John chapter 6, verse 41 to 59, Jesus makes a super bold claim that you cannot forget, that Jesus, he is the bread of life, the only food that can truly satisfy you and eternally give your souls rest and peace. And so welcome, honey. Welcome, Supreme Flux. Welcome, everyone who's watching now in the live stream or later in the recording. You know you will be blessed. And so as the crowd around Jesus, they wrestle with Jesus' word, him saying he is the bread of life, he presses down even deeper because eternal life comes only through Jesus, by feeding on his flesh and drinking his blood. Now, it's not literally, but figuratively. And these shocking statements challenge you to move beyond this superficial faith to a full dependence on him. And the question for you today is, are you feeding on the bread of life, on Jesus each and every day? What is your daily bread? And are you having a relationship with him? Or are you looking somewhere else to find satisfaction in your life? And for context here, it's that this passage is part of Jesus' discourse after feeding 5,000, and the crowd initially sought after Jesus for physical bread, for healing, but he redirects their focus on the true purpose that he was there, being the bread of life himself, and declaring, I am the bread of life in John chapter 6, verse 35. So Jesus, he continues to explain, Miss Kuo. He continues to say that he is the source of eternal life. And the crowd, they struggle to understand this, to understand his claim. And their complaints to him reflect the resistance that they have towards that deeper spiritual truth that Jesus is talking about. And so may your eyes be opened, may your heart understand what the Lord is saying. May the Holy Spirit allow you to receive. So let's pray after reading the passage in John chapter 6, verse 41, talking about the bread of life. And so at this, the Jews began grumbling about him because he said, I am the bread of life that came down from heaven. And they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I came down from heaven? Stop grumbling about among yourself, Jesus answered. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on that last day. It is written in the prophets that they will all be taught by God, and everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. And no one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. And so very truly, I tell you, the one who believes has everlasting life, and I am the bread of life. And your forefathers, they ate manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. And I am the living bread, and came down from heaven. And if anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And this bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. I give for the world. I give for each one of you. And then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? And Jesus says to them, I tell you the truth. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. And whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is the real food, and my drink, my blood, is the real drink. And whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. And this is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died, but he who feeds on the bread will live forevermore. And so he said this while he was teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Let's pray and continue with our main points. Wow. Wow. Whoa. Mind-blowing. Really thick things for people. Their minds just can't understand. So let's pray that we can understand. Father, we come to you with a humble heart. We read your scripture, and it can be confusing for us. But Lord God, I pray that you open our eyes. Allow us to understand what you have to teach us today. Allow us to grasp the core lesson of this passage and key lessons that you can allow us to apply to, so that we can use it each and every day. We love you so much because you first loved us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. May the Holy Spirit speak to each one of you. And so the first main point here is that you should not let familiarity or comfortably or something that is familiar to you bind you to or blind you to the truth. You should not let something that makes you just like at ease, make you just think, oh, A plus, okay, 1 plus 1 equals 2. A plus B equals C, so therefore, blah, blah, blah. No, in verse 41, the crowd, they're struggling to believe Jesus, his claim, because they think they know him. They think he's the son of Joseph, the son of Mary. He's the son that came from Bethlehem. And to them, he's just Joseph's son, the carpenter, and a mere human, and not the son of God. But we know that he is God himself, fully God, fully man. And so familiarity causes you not to learn, causes you to be paralyzed, causes you to be blind to this truth. It can make it harder to recognize God's work at hand. And the crowd's earthly perspective, it blinds them to see Jesus' heavenly identity. And Jesus was talking to them, speaking to them, just explaining that he came down from heaven, that he is the one, the only one that they must feed on, the only way to heaven. And then Jesus, he tells them to stop grumbling about themselves, and they argue with each other. And Jesus, he explains that coming to him requires God's work in the heart, not just a physical outward appearance, but inside it should be transformed. And that no one, he said, no one can come to me unless the Father draws them. And so it is the Heavenly Father's plan to draw you closer to him right now as he's speaking so clearly to each one of you. You see, salvation is not by your own human effort or understanding, but about God's initiative and grace and mercy towards you. By his love, you have been given his son Jesus, and whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And so it's by his grace that you are saved. And so in the first 6 verses that we read, he said, stop grumbling. No one can come to me unless the Father draws them, and I will raise them up on that last day. That means I will resurrect them. They will not be dead forever. For it is written by the prophets in the Old Testament that they will be taught by God. So everyone who heard the Father and learned from him who comes to Jesus will be able to learn from the Heavenly Father as well. And so Jesus, he explains the secret sauce that coming to him requires God's work in the heart. No one goes to the Father except through Jesus, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. Amen, Kay. Amen. Chandler, praise the Lord. And so, salvation is through God's initiative. He's the one that came first to save you before you even went to him. And so you can give him all the praise, all the honor, and you can be really focused on Him. And so the key lesson is that true faith requires humility, not pride. Pride leads to downfall, but humility and God's guidance will help you through your life so much. Because with familiarity of Jesus' earthly background and life or human assumptions about Him will blinded the people to His divine nature, to His mission. But we know that it is His mission to save you, not to condemn you, but to bring you into a better place. Just imagine seeing the priceless painting of a in a museum, but dismissing it as ordinary because you don't know the artist's story. You don't know how it was created. And the crowd looked at Jesus with the human eye, failing to see His divine glory. And so let me ask you, are you dismissing Jesus' claims because of your limited perspective? You're not looking from the eyes of God. You're not looking at the eternal perspective. You're not looking at the founder and perfecter of your faith, but looking at yourself who is so limited, so small. You gotta look at Him because He knows that what is best for you. Because He knows your plan, His plans are to prosper you, not to harm you. Because His thoughts are higher than your thoughts. His ways are higher than your ways. His plans are higher than your plans. He got the blueprint, the best way, the best thoughts, and the best plans, the best will for you. And that's why He sent Jesus to die on the cross for you, so that you may be saved and that you don't have to go into eternal separation from Him and be in His presence instead. Because you need to know Him. Jesus, the way, the truth, the life, Kaylee. You need to come to Him each and every day. Because no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal Him. And so, you know who the Son is? Jesus. And when you know Jesus, then you'll know the Heavenly Father. But if you do not know Jesus, if you reject Jesus, His divinity, wow, you're missing out on so much. And that's why it's time to change your heart, your mind. Time to focus on things above and not on earthly things. You gotta humble yourselves. Stop exalting yourself. Stop putting yourself on a pedestal. Stop living in pride. Instead, know you need places to fix. You know you have places to improve, and recognize that your understanding is so limited compared to God, who knows everything. He sees all things. He knows all things, and He's able to reveal Jesus to you, which is the best relationship that you can ever have, Angie, which is the best gift you can have, the Holy Spirit, salvation, and security, and joy, and peace in Him. You see, when you seek Jesus, God's teaching, you will spend time in prayer. You will spend time in the Scripture, reading it, listening to it, letting Pastor Josh speak into your life, allowing the Holy Spirit to guide you into deeper truth so that you may be deeply rooted in Him and not be chasing after the things of the world that is all temporary. You see, when the Father draws you to Jesus, He opens your heart to experience something far greater, eternal life, eternal joy, unspeakable peace in your life. It's just so good, so wonderful. Nothing can describe how great, how awesome it is to just meet Him who anoints you, who covers you with His love, who says, good job, you're doing a great job, good and faithful servant. He's your master, He's your Father, He loves you so much. And as long as you follow Him and you choose Jesus forever, man, it's going to be a wonderful, glorious day. So don't forget, don't lose sight of that future. Let that picture sink into your heart and keep painting it for yourself and for other people to see and feel. Amen, Danny. And so, number two is Jesus is the bread of life, and He brings you eternal satisfaction. And so we see in verse 47 how Jesus, He repeats His central claim. Truly, truly, I tell you, no one who rejects Me will have eternal life, but the one who believes in Me has eternal life. Because I am, what? the bread of life. You see, eternal life comes through belief in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to be the Messiah, to be the one who came from heaven to earth so that you can go from earth to heaven, so that you can have eternal life. And the phrase, I am the bread of life, it underscores his role at the source, as the source of eternal nourishment. And you got to be nourished within your soul in order to be healthy. Because if your body does not have healthy diet, healthy food, and just feed it junk food, then your body would start deteriorating and dying faster. But if you nourish it well, eat healthy, exercise, sleep, then you will see your life transformed. Just like Jesus, he is that bread of life. And he is the one that truly nourishes you, Lane. He's the one that builds you up, Mohan. He's the one that loves you so much that he sacrificed his life for you, laid it down for you as a living sacrifice, as the Lamb of God, to cover you with his blood so that you may be saved, so that you may experience him, so that you may go into heaven through him and him alone. So walk in his ways and recognize him as the source of eternal nourishment, the food that we must eat. We are not literally eating his flesh. We're not literally drinking his blood. But then we do this in remembrance of him. Every time we have food, we give thanks to him. And we break bread with our brothers and sisters, and we have fellowship. And then we recognize him as the one who feeds us and bless the food for the nourishment of our body, of our soul. Amen. Because very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in Jesus has eternal life, for Jesus is the bread of life, Rachel Waters. And then he continues in verse 49, that Jesus, he contrasts himself with this manna that was given to the Israelites in the wilderness in the Old Testament during the time when Moses was leading them towards the promised land. And that manna sustained them for a day after a day after a day. Each day would rain manna, and they would eat that manna. And in Hebrew, manna means, what is this? And so they did not know exactly what it was, but it nourished them. But Jesus, the living bread, it gives you eternal life. You see, it's not just a once-a-day thing, but an eternal thing that satisfies your life so good, so much better than manna. Jesus is that living bread that we must consume every day. Jesus is the Word, and the Word is what God speaks, and the Word is the Bible that we read and study each and every day. And so we can see his reference to his flesh, pointing to his sacrificial death later on in this passage, in this gospel, which shows that he laid his life down for each one of you. His death on the cross, that cross is an execution at that time, which was the worst of worst criminal. Even though Jesus did not sin, he did not do anything wrong, did not do anything to deserve it. He still laid his life down and hung on the cross for each one of you. And so he gave his life for this world, for each one of you. He laid his life down for you. And there's no greater love than this but one to lay their life down for another. And that is exactly what Jesus did for you. You see, the key lesson here is that Jesus is the only source of eternal satisfaction. Just like you have physical need and you eat daily bread, food, and it sustains the body, Jesus sustains the soul for eternity. You see, the body is a temporary suit for your soul, and your body will one day fade away. After 100 years, it's gone. You're not going to live beyond that 200 years. You're not going to live that long. And your body will fade away, but your soul will continue forward for eternity. And what you do with your body will determine where your soul ends up. And that's why you must dedicate your life to Jesus forever, saying yes to Jesus forever, because that is the key to entering heaven, because Jesus is the bridge to heaven. Jesus is the door to heaven. Jesus is the only way to heaven, to eternal life in him. But know that if you reject Jesus, if you stay ignorant, then what would happen is that you, on that day, this body dies. Your soul will die too, which means it will not find life in Christ, which means that you won't be saved and be able to enter his presence because you have rejected him already on earth. So don't reject him. You absolutely must come to him today and every day of your life. Do not forget when you first met him. Do not forget when he saved you. You gotta have that newness in your life. You gotta have that fire in your life. You gotta keep chasing him because he is the only way. Just think about planting seeds in dry soil without water, without the source to sustain you, to grow you. The seed would never grow. And similarly, without Jesus, your soul remains dry. Your soul remains lifeless and dead and gone. But because Jesus is the bread of life to feed your soul, it will bring you true life, eternal life. And so let me ask you, are you trying to satisfy your soul with things of the world that does not last, that will fade away? Or are you feeding on the bread of life each and every day? The word of God is Jesus. Jesus is the Word. And so spend time with Jesus. Allow him to transform you and lead you and guide you. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things when you come to him. Because he has come to give you life and have it to the full. Live life to the abundance. Live life to the fullest. So you must, absolutely must, feed on Jesus daily. Come to him through prayer, through scripture, through worship, allowing him to nourish your soul daily. Not just once a week, not just once a month. It's a daily thing because it is like breathing. If you do not breathe, then your body would die and deteriorate. But if you do not have that daily nourishment and your soul is not breathing with life, then it would die as well. And so you gotta feed on Jesus daily through the word, scripture, worship, fellowship, allowing him to build you up, allowing him to equip you, allowing him to bless you, protect you, lead you, heal you, give you wisdom, understanding, knowledge, discernment. This is what God does for you. This is what Jesus, the bread of life, gives and offers to you. So stop seeking temporal satisfaction. Recognize the only way to heaven, the only way you can meet your deepest needs of your heart is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Diana, amen. So when you trust in Jesus as the bread of life, you will experience eternal satisfaction and life in him. If you deny him to others, then he will deny you to before the Father. And that's why if you acknowledge him before others, then he will acknowledge you before the Father. So be on team Jesus. Choose Jesus today. Let Jesus be the Lord of your life in 2025 and so on. I guarantee you, you're going to have the best life ever. This is the truth. And I know I want you guys to have the best of the best as well. It is but from the bottom of my heart. And that's why I show up each and every day to share his word. Even when I am tired, even when I have so many things going on, I know that if we can win one more soul, then we will. It's just so worth it. One soul, when one soul is saved, the angels rejoice. We rejoice with you. You're not alone. Welcome to Team Jesus. Forever. It is so good. Because when you're in Jesus in every season, you will seriously see breakthrough. You'll see being reconciled and redeemed in His presence, you'll see victory. You'll see His glory. You'll see great things happening. And then number three, true life comes through consuming Jesus. And so in verse 52, the crowd, they misunderstand Jesus' word, and they were taking Jesus' word literally. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? However, Jesus, He is speaking about spiritual. To eat His flesh and to drink His blood means to fully believe in Him, completely, 100%, putting your faith in Him and relying on His sacrificial death on that cross for you. Remember, Jesus emphasizes this intimacy of relationship of what He offers by eating and drinking Him. You remain in Him and He in you. You draw close to Him and He will draw closer to you. You abide in Him and He will abide in you. That's the good news, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget that. And that's why we want to live for Christ all of our life. For He says, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up on that last day. You see, this is a promise. Whatever God says He's going to do, I will, I shall. These are promises. And so we don't have to worry about dying. We know death is temporary. We are passed through death to life automatically. For my flesh, He says, is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in them. Wow, isn't it great to know that God is living in you? Isn't it great to know that God Himself is transforming you and leading you and guiding you and give you spiritual nourishment with the bread and the blood? Wow, God is so great. And then Jesus, He concludes in verse 59 saying, just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. And this is the bread that came down from heaven, and your ancestors, they ate and then they died. But whoever feeds on the bread, they will live forever. So Jesus once again is bringing up what happened when they were wandering in the wilderness with Moses towards the promised land. And Jesus once again contrasts Himself with a manna in the wilderness, how the physical bread sustains for a moment, for a day, but Jesus sustains for eternity. Remember, everything you see here on earth, even Pastor Josh, is temporary, but Jesus is for eternity. And so the key lesson here is to eat and drink Jesus, to fully trust in Him, in His sacrifice, that He is God, to depend on Him for eternal life. You cannot buy your way, you cannot work your way into that eternal life in Him. You can only put your faith on Him, repent, and go to Him with a heart that wants to grow in Him more and more and more. Amen. Just think about the Passover lamb in Exodus, where the Israelites were instructed to eat the lamb and to paint the lamb's blood on their doorpost. That blood saved them from death. The angel of death passed through the territory, and when they had that blood on the doorpost, no one was harmed. It protected them. It sealed them from the angel of death. But the Egyptians, the Pharaoh, they did not do that. And what happened? The firstborn sons, they all died. And in the same way, you must consume Jesus by trusting in Him, by reading the Word, by showing up and saying, yes, Lord, I will follow You all of my days. For You are true. You are real. It is Your sacrifice that I am saved. And so let me ask you, are you consuming Jesus? Are you consuming the Word of God each and every day? Because it is so crucial that you fill your belly, fill your soul with Christ every day. Because this shows that you're relying on His sacrifice, on His Word, on His promises for life, not on yourself. Because if you rely on yourself, you're too tiny, too small compared to Him. And so that's why He says, take and eat. This is my body and this is my blood for the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of your sins. Remember, Christ has been crucified, that he will set you free. And also, Paul said, I have been crucified. You and I, we've been crucified with Christ on that cross. And I no longer live, but Christ who lives in me. So who's living in you? Jesus Christ. May he be the driver of your life. May he be the one that sustains you and leads you and guides you in your life. You got to embrace his sacrifice. Fully trust in Jesus' death and resurrection for your salvation. And to abide in him daily, remaining in Jesus through faith, through prayer, through obedience, through community. Go to him every day in your private time, because that is what really matters. Jesus is king, and there is no doubt about it, Clara, because he loves each one of you. And there's no doubt that you are here. You are here, not by accident, but for such a time as this. God wants to continue blessing you and protecting you and leading you towards the best way. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you feed on Jesus, you experience glorious, wonderful things. Experience eternal life, and you will remain in him forever. And so in conclusion, John chapter 6 verse 41, Jesus challenges you to move beyond shallow faith, to fully rely on him as the bread of life. And so are you letting go of your pride, your ego, and familiarity, which is keeping you from seeing Jesus as the bread of life? Are you letting go of that and allowing God to work on you and give you humility, give you strength, rely on his power and not your own? Are you trying to seek temporal satisfaction? Or are you trusting Jesus to meet all of your needs, your deepest needs, whether it's financial, spiritual, relational, mental, whether it is anything physical? God is able to do abundantly, exceedingly above what you can think of, dream of, hope for. This is our God who is all-powerful, Cat. He is the one that blesses us. He's the one that loves each one of you. And so feed on Jesus. Rely fully on his sacrifice, because Jesus is the bread of life. The only thing, the only one that can satisfy the deepest hunger of the soul is Jesus. And that's why we will say Jesus each and every day, and say Jesus is king, Jesus is in control, because true life comes through faith. And to eat and his flesh, to drink his blood, means to trust fully 100% in his sacrifice, in his love, in his promise for you, because it is true, it's coming, Jesus is coming, Jesus has great things for you. But why not accept it now and today? Jesus is mighty. You see, eternal life, it's found in him alone. And when you remain in Jesus, he gives you life that lasts forever, ever. So you gotta humble yourself and let God draw you closer and closer to him. Let him speak to you. As you're here in this live stream, showing up every day, we give glory to God. He has lifted so much things off of us by covering us with his blood, by giving us food, daily bread, because Jesus is the bread of life, so that you can truly depend on him. His sacrifice has set you free. It has broken every chain of addiction, chains of shame and regret, chains of the past no longer have a hold on you, the chains of sin. It is shattered, because he is the chain breaker. He's the one that sets you free. And so feed on him daily. Stay free in him. It's better to be a slave to Jesus than to a slave to the world. You gotta abide in his word. Pray and worship in him in fellowship as well. Accept Jesus as Lord and Savior forever and always, because he's the one that wipes away your debt. He's the one that truly saved you. And he is inviting you to experience eternal satisfaction in life in him. And so will you come to him, consume him, and find true life in him today in 2025? Will you dedicate it to him? If you will, praise the Lord. Let's pray this prayer together. Heavenly Father, you are God, Lord. You are Savior. You are the one that set us free. You love us so much. And we praise you for giving us strength, maturity. We thank you that you never let us down. We thank you that you are the bread of life, that we can just abide in you, that you did the hard work. You died for us so that we don't have to die. You lived that perfect life that we cannot live, but you still gave your life for us. We did not deserve it, yet you did it for us because you love us with your agape love, with your deep love that we cannot find anywhere else. It's only through you. So Father God, we commit our life to you and we glorify you all the days of our life. And may you be high and lifted up, and may you be the king of our life forever and ever. Amen. Because we commit our life to you, dedicate our life to you, and we know our time, our energy, our talent, our resource, our everything belongs to you because you have bought us with your blood. And so without you, I would not be here. Without you, I would be worthless. Without you, I would be in a dead end. But because you saved us and you've given me life, I'm free, free indeed forevermore. And so, Lord, be glorified, be lifted high, and allow others here, everyone here, under the sound of my voice, be blessed. Experience you, your love, your grace. Experience fresh revelation. Pour out upon them and allow them to overflow, their cup overflow, with the source of life, Jesus Christ. We love you so much in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone says, amen. Amen. It is true. God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, I do have a meeting in 8 minutes. I had a meeting all day, but glory to God, because he loves each one of you. Kira, hello, amen. Josh V, amen. God bless you. Monarch, praise the Lord. We have 20,000 on TikTok. It's like ever since Trump got elected and TikTok ban went off, now I'm getting more views than before. And before it was like capped. But maybe I should start making videos on TikTok and see what it's like. And I can give glory to God. Hey, whew, God is good. Thank you so much for being here. Chandler, Rex Knight, hey, Nike, I love what you're saying. I love Samalatha. Thank you so much. I love what you guys say. And so, first reflection here is the bread of heaven. And Aura says, are you under Dr. Cho from Korea? I'm not. I'm actually Taiwanese, and I was born in the States, and I live in California right now. I'm a pastor here in this church in Fremont called Tree of Life. And Christian Church, and I'm just here to serve you at the highest level, to serve others at the highest level, just trying to give everything that I got so that I can know that I try my best. We're here to save more souls. We're here to plant more seeds of the gospel. We're here to bless you and equip you and love you. And so Jesus being the bread from heaven, how can Jesus claim to be from heaven? Some of the Jewish were questioning him because they knew him to be the son of Joseph and Mary. However, Jesus, he points out something very important in the Old Testament, that the prophet, they foretold that one day God himself would teach his people, and Jesus was there teaching his people. And he proclaims that he's the fulfillment of that scripture. He is fully human and fully God, and that his teachings have power. His teachings is from the Heavenly Father in heaven towards you. And so when you recognize that Jesus is truly the Son of God, then all his promises, all his words becomes your hope. And you acknowledge that he is not simply a famous historical figure, but he is the living God, living Savior. He's the Messiah, the Son of God, and that's the bread of life, bread of heaven, bread that grants you eternal life. It's for you and everyone who believes in Jesus' name, amen. And the second reflection is remaining in Jesus. And in this passage, Jesus speaks metaphorically to show that you need him, just like you need food and drink. Your body needs food and drink, but you need Jesus even more. And a person who did not eat would not live very long. In the same way you need food and drink to survive, you also need to continually stay connected to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to survive so that you may remain spiritually alive. And so when you have this eternal life in you, you remain in him and he remains in you. And he is your spiritual sustenance. And when you celebrate the Lord's Supper, You are reminded of his body that's broken and his blood that was spilled for your salvation. Jesus, he not only gave himself up to save you from your sin, but also continues to sustain you. Praise the Lord. Great reflection. Well, you guys, thank you for the like, subscribe, follow. If you enjoyed this video, hey, thank you for joining this community, and I look forward to seeing you guys each and every day. If you guys did not enjoy this video, hey, I promise you, I'll do better next time. And praise the Lord, for he is good. Hello, Abigail. Good to see you. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. God is great. God is amazing. And Danny, hello. God is great. Amen. You're awesome too. And always, with love, hey, be blessed. May God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much, Abigail. Wang, saying thank you for being obedient. Hey, it is an honor to be able to serve you. Ara said thank you, and may God bless you and continue to use you. Hey, glory to God. He is good. He is amazing. He loves each one of you, and he will use you too. He's using you right now. Just being here, just being present, Monarch, you guys are a blessing to me because I've had times when there was zero people watching, and I was just like still trying to go ham, still trying to learn to speak. And by the grace of God, God has allowed me to improve my speech over practicing each and every day to speak to you guys. It was not easy, but now by the grace of God, he has given me so much. So I thank you guys, and may God bless you. And God is going to continue working in 2025. It's going to be legendary. We're going to have an amazing time. In Jesus' name, amen. Take care. Panda out for now.